Welcome to the Johnny Blazin Podcast, coming at you live from Sin City, Lynn, riding out the storm out here. Anyway, it's just me on sort of like a random rant over here, coming at you straight from Sin City, JD Beast from the East. Real deal, motherfucking Holyfield. Anyway, this is episode one. You're hitting the classics if you're coming with me right now, because this is about to blow up like the JRE. But I don't know. Yeah, I grew up a fucking screw up. Got an ounce and fucking blew up. Shout out to B.I.G. My boy. Anyway, yeah. Grew up rough, man. 36 now. Born in 1983. The year of the soldier. And, yeah, just been surviving ever since, man. Got my own place now. Coming from nothing. So, mark my words. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. You know, it's like, if I can make it, you can make it. Take it. See it, believe it, achieve it. I just keep thinking that every day, you know. I barely got my high school diploma, did like a semester of the college, and then had to go to work, you know, 17 years old, got kicked out of my mom's house, survived, thrived, down, up, hit 10 G's on a scratch ticket, and 2006, shout out to Jack Jolly, you remember that? Jolly Vapors, give him a shout out. Check him out. 101 Woodman Street, Lynn, Mass. That's just one of their three locations. Anyway, let's keep it moving. Yeah, so. Been listening to the church, or what's happening now. My boy Joey Coco Diaz. And, you know, just grew up in this godforsaken city, the Sin of Lynn, Mass, Sin City Cycle, shout out. Anyway, yeah, so, just, you know, you just, like I said, you gotta just believe. Visualization is big into the plan, into the theory that I like to present. Visualization, just if you see it, believe it, achieve it. You really gotta believe it though, you know, in order to get something. And it's just scary how that is possible, because that tells us one thing: you ain't alone on this planet, man. There's definitely a higher power. I don't care how you choose, how, who, or what you choose to believe it is. For me, it's God, but there is definitely a higher power. Spinning this axis around one finger. Fact. But anyway, on to the next. You know, just got done listening to the Joe Rogan Experience, and it just inspired me to do like this random talks, we'll call it, because my buddy Pauly Shore already does the random rants, so we'll do some random talks on the blocks at Lynn, straight up. Anyways, yeah, just bored as hell up in the room that I got, High Street. In Lynn, I'm not gonna give you the exact address, but y'all know when I say High Street, pretty much where I'm at. If you're from Lynn, I don't know, it's straight, man. I just gotta be thankful. Gifted. Lifted. And just thinking today. And stop always feeling sorry for myself earlier. Man, you gotta stop feeling sorry for yourself. You gotta stop feeling sorry for yourself, because look at this gift I just got, man. I just moved in 10 days ago. Before that, I was in a fucking emergency shelter for almost 2 fucking years. So I'm telling you the steps that I'm taking just to be alive again and thrive again. No, I told you, 2006, had 10 G's in my pocket on a scratch ticket, blew through that with casinos and hookers and drugs. And I survived to tell you all it. I ain't going nowhere. Let me tell you that. This ride ain't over yet at 36. Let me tell you that. Even though I feel like, you know, 1,000 years old. But yeah. Like I said, see it, believe it, achieve it. Just keep working through everything every day. I'm gonna get big into writing shit down. Every day, grab a journal, write it down each day. Motivation, motivation, motivation. Keep it tight, you know. Keep your mind right. Just gotta keep in focus. You know, this ain't no game. Definitely ain't no game. It's just as real as it gets. But, you know, just keep climbing up that mountain. I like to call it Mount Everest of life. One step at a time. And everyone says, oh, yeah, you're never going to make it. You're not going to do it. They won't reach out to you. They won't even fucking reach out to grab you if you're falling off that bitch. But don't look back. Pull your big boy pants up and keep climbing, because nothing's going to stop you. Nothing can stop you. And that's what you just got to put inside your brain. Anyone that's down and out tonight, anyone that is listening to this and they're thinking of bad thoughts, I need to motivate. And I'm going to motivate. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because if I can make it, you can make it. You have a dream, take it. Take up the world and shake it. You know, just make sure you just break this motherfucker. Leave your name in this world. You know, you don't want to die nobody. Die somebody. Be very positive of what you do. Don't be a screw up. No. But anyways, spent too many years being a screw up. You know what I mean? After so many episodes of this, you know, we'll do some random talks on the blocks of Lynn. And then get some guests on here, like my fucking buddy. Not the singer, Ricky Martin. My good friend, Ricky Martin. Coming out of Lynn. He's living out in fucking Western Mass now. But we'll get him out here as a guest. We'll get Jack Jolly on this podcast. And get a bunch of my hometown, my cousin George Kelly up on here. Blink. Shout out to Blinky. Anyways. So, yeah. But just in case y'all don't know, this is Johnny Bochichio, straight out of Lynn. So when I drop that, y'all know what's up. But anyway, fucking just chilling, man. Didn't even think I'd make it to 23, man. Straight 36, wearing the crucifix, always. Yeah. just hanging out, feel blessed right now, you know. It's rare for me in this fucking life. You know, this life that I feel blessed like this, you know. It's friggin' unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like I said, I just climbed from, I feel, the pits of hell. LES, if y'all know what that is, Evelyn Emergency Shelter, all the way up. And even before then, abandoned cars, staying in them. And this is real. Jail, everything. Coming out of that shit. Coming out of every fucking thing you can imagine. Abusive stepfathers, all this bullshit. Every nightmare you can think of, I've been there, and I've been in each and every room, and I came out of that shit alive. I fucking got into fights, got my fucking teeth knocked out, kept fighting back every day. Now I'll knock a fucking block off your head. Come at me, you know. It's just how I am. It's just, you know, this don't ain't no time for disrespecting nobody. You know what I mean? You disrespect. I'm giving you the best 10 minutes I've ever gave anybody. You know what I mean? And if you can handle that, whatever. Either I'm going to win or you're going to win. And if we have to go to one of us ain't breathing, then we go. And that's it. Anyone that ain't got that mindset ain't rolling with me either. Don't you even think about it. But anyway, I jump, you jump. Send it. Anyway, some motherfuckers gotta get pushed off that mountain. Straight snitching over there. The infamous snitches of the city. Fuck them. But anyway, on to some realness. I'm gonna keep the first one kinda light, but, you know. We'll shoot around the 25-minute mark. But yeah, trust me, as this podcast progresses, it's going to get bigger and bigger, better and better, until I'm on that JRE experience, Joe Rogan experience. Facts. Anyways, right now I'm going to be repping my city too. Straight JD Beast from the east side of Lynn. Sin City. But anyways, and I'll take everyone with me that I came up with. Anyone that ever gave me a spot to crash, anyone that ever gave me a fucking dollar, don't worry, I ain't forgetting nobody on the way up, straight up. But anyways, so back to the issue at hand. Yeah, I'm just chilling, man. Right now, I just moved into the spot. Like I said, I'm down to one ramen noodle, a spoon, fucking a nice little refrigerator with a freezer. Got clothes. My boy's giving me dishes next week. Shout out to George. Fucking top notch roast beef. Oh shit. Anyways, yeah, so. I gotta get a TV up in here. I gotta get the PS4 and all that entertainment shit. But all that will come, man. All that will come. I ain't hating. I ain't fucking hating. I'm waiting and evaluating up in the cut, ready to put a fucking nut in your girl's butt. Nah, fuck it. I'm good. Fuck it. Wait till the bitch comes to me. I'm good. Anyways. Yeah, so I'm actually calmed down these days. All the girls I know will tell you I calm down a lot. Fucking harmless these days, you know. Just chilling, laid back, stealth mode, you know what I mean? These girls are crazy now, you know what I mean? So you just gotta lean back and watch the action. Don't be a fucking straight snake in the grass. Just lean back and wait for your prey to come to you. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Girls like that shit, even though they may not say they don't. They love a crazy white boy that's a motherfucking laying back like a fucking lion in the grass. Anyways, let's not stay off the fucking topic at hand. It's all about loyalty equals royalty up in this motherfucker right now tonight. Like I said, think about it. If I could really make it out of that fucking hole up in LES, you know, from the bottomless pits, staying in the bottomless pits of Lynn all night, surviving, freezing. Some nights had to stay in a fucking ATM because it was so cold. And then just up in the high street, chilling, got my own spot, you know, a two-room palace compared to where I was staying. Straight blessed. See it, believe it, achieve it. Don't ever forget, you know what I mean? Them fucking three words. Or, you know, three segments right there. See it, believe it, achieve it. So, six words, but you know the three that you gotta see, believe, achieve. But, yeah, I'm icing up my wrist. My fucking left fucking wrist is all fucked up. Haha, fucking see my boy Chris. Fucking, hey, Chris. Fucking, boom, tripped right over the fucking curb in front of me. Fucking went right down on my left wrist. Thank God it wasn't fucking, you know. I heard that shit crack a little bit, but it's not broken. Fuck it. Letting it heal. Tough style. Icing it down. Ghetto ass ice. Frozen Powerade over here. Fuck it. We working it. We working it. Chilling up in the high street complex. Chilling out. Without a doubt. But anyways, yeah. I like how this first podcast is fucking flowing through so far. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about motivation. So if you got the same motivation to be heard and you're in the same fucking position, or if you're in a struggle in your life, listen to JD Beast from the East. You know what I mean? Straight from the blocks of Lynn. And I'm stuck right in the sin. And we'll rise together. You know what I'm saying? This is Random Talks from the blocks of Sid City of Lynn. See it, believe it, achieve it. One, I'm out.